This past Sunday, I listened to episode number 34 of Doug Lane's The Diet Soap podcast. In it, he broke his usual format of interviewing thoughtful and provocative guests. Instead, he read aloud a short story he had written before. Doug Lane is a Jim Dandy writer. He's also the editor of a zine called Diet Soap, and he's the producer of the Diet Soap podcast. I've been following this podcast for about half a year, so I was eager to hear his story, although I must say I was a bit put off by the title. The title of the story was How to Cut Up Your Life. I was expecting blades and sharp edges, but that really wasn't the point at all. It was a whole different sort of cut up he was referring to. Referring to a form of creative time travel, I suppose. I don't want to give the story away. I would invite anybody to go listen to it. It's a good episode with a very shocking surprise, at least for me, which came after the story. Really blew my mind to hear how Doug put his whole show together. But what I'm wanting to talk about as I sit in this huge, cavernous atrium in the big hotel that I often walk through, I'm looking up, and it's seven stories up overhead, this rounded atrium section of the building. There are escalators that are crisscrossing from floor to floor for the seven stories. And where I am right now, there's a little gazebo down at the base, which is about one story lower, surrounded by circular benched seating. I suppose that they will have a wedding here on the weekends. And there are a couple of bridal studios nearby. I don't know if this recording is picking up the acoustics of the place. I'm always tempted when I'm in such a place to just shout something loud and profane. But I'll resist that temptation because I got a recording to make. Well, anyhow, the one thing I can share, a bit of a spoiler. In the story, Doug referred to Nietzsche, and that Nietzsche had this supposedly had this view that everything's going by in a loop, and that we aren't aware of it, but some of us are able to endure the loop. You know, the same events keep happening again and again throughout all of history. I'm not recounting it very well, but it struck me at the time, and in reference to, I think, what I tried to communicate yesterday about the wrinkles in the fabric of time, I wonder if I'm nibbling at that same sort of crust of stale toast that Nietzsche was in talking about this loop idea. And here's why I'm thinking of it, sitting in this hotel. I'm sure you've had the experience that the poets call déjà vu, where you feel like you've been here before. You see somebody that looks familiar. You almost can imagine the circumstance or the situation, but not quite. We've all experienced that, I hope. Well, the other day, I was walking through this place, and it happened to me in reverse. I was just walking through the building, dressed up in a suit and a tie, with my bag full of books, and this guy looked at me, did a double take, and I noticed him, and it was as though he recognized me, and as though we had some business to attend to. And then he looked away and I looked away and we went off in separate directions. Has this ever happened to you? Perhaps I'm misreading it. I really don't know. Maybe I should get a cup of coffee and think about it. Anyhow, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you later. So long.